Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
It's really sad news. Coming through yesterday in broadcasting here in Northeast PA, a guy who had been for many years on the radio dial, so to speak. He was here before retirement as our afternoon news guy, and that is Phil Cummings. And we've got news that Phil Cummings passed away, died December 2nd. He was 86 years old. Love, love, love Phil Cummings. So you want to hear his voice. Here I have a little bit of when Bud Brown, our longtime news director and morning news guy, retired. There were people who gave their, you know, best wishes. Here's Phil Cummings with some of what he had to say.
I've known Bud for a long time, maybe at least 10 years since I've been here at WILK. And before that, my reputation, because the dude has really been top grade in news across northeastern Pennsylvania, radio news anyway. Don't know whether you'd want him on television. He has a face more for radio. That goes a lot for us guys. But he's about the best I've ever heard. That voice that comes way down from you know where. And he's one of the top grade writers that has ever existed, I think, in news writing. Actually, he ought to do a comedy show. Good luck to you, bud.
Love, Phil.
Say what?
Say, this is Phil Cummings.
Oh, yes. I'm Phil Cummings. And sometimes I do WILK News.
He was our afternoon news guy. That was Carol on the street when she was out getting a lot of comments from folks. He was our afternoon news guy for a number of years. A funny guy, just like Bud, who's so serious on the air, Bud, and he had a great sense of humor. The fun those two would have behind the scenes talking about things. We have Brian Houston with us because before he was at WILK, he had a long history working full time. So you can tell us some more about that.
Yeah, I got to meet Phil. My first radio job was WGBI AM and FM. And on 910 and 101.3, and he's kind of like the last of the old guard. He was not a college guy. I was a college guy, so there was a little tension, you know, the older news, grizzled news guy, the young kid.
Or punk,
upstart,
maybe.
Punk, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So it was a bit of a tension thing for a while, but I was there long enough to see him actually go to school to take the Weekender program at Keystone. So,
oh, wow.
So if you can't beat us, join us.
That's so funny.
Welcome,
when
punk.
College was critical, right? Yeah. Now kids learn how to do audio editing at the age of 10.
But, sure.
But Bright 101.3, it may have had a number of different monikers along the way.
Yeah,
but
it was Stereo 101 at the time. And
yes.
Then he used to do a sign-off thing, which was really great. He would say, have a nice day, lady. And I think it was a message to his wife, because his wife at the time was a nurse, and they would kind of see each other in passing. So it was his way of wishing her a nice day, even if he couldn't, you know, before he left.
And a lot of the listeners love that, because first of all, this was a station that Kate, like, everyone could listen, but it certainly was a very female heavy audience, right, if I remember it.
We were in every donut shop in the area at the time.
So it was a signature send off every day. And the cute story behind it is it was for his wife.
Yeah.
So wonderful. It's so sad to hear the news of his passing, but a great guy, a lot of fun. As you say, a little tension earlier.
A little bit.
But when he got, so he had such a wit, and he could be like caustically funny behind the scenes. Good stuff. But like I said, if you hear him and Bud Brown waxing nostalgic in the newsroom, and some of the things that they would talk about was a whole heck of a lot of fun. He was a guy with, he loved music.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a great sense of humor and was so sweet. I even know, like, I hadn't heard from him in a while. But for some time after he had left, he would message me through Facebook and other things just to ask how I was. Just a really wonderful guy and so much fun to have here. It was really sad when he had decided to say, all right, I'm done with this radio thing. But anyway, the news that we got, Phil Cummings passed away.
Hearing this, I never got a chance to listen to him, but I hear these stories and I hear that little clip and you could clearly see the guy has a good sense of humor. You mentioned Bud Brown, how they would joke around. Mm-hmm. Like during that era, you really had a box you fit in. You did news. You did. Can you imagine those guys today with podcasts? Having that the ability to just do their thing.
You don't know what it was like when Bud Brown's typewriter was taken away. And we had computers.
I worked with a guy like that. It was traumatizing,
probably. Bud was like, no, we had a computer terminal. Hilarious. And Bud had his typewriter. And he would still write his news before he finally felt comfortable enough to go onto a computer. He wanted that typewriter. So the technology that came into play for a lot of these longtime either news or radio people was such a learning curve.
Oh,
because,
definitely.
It was a whole different world when we went to digital from all of the good old days of, you know, splicing tape with a razor blade and a grease pencil.
But it's so much easier to do it the way we do it now. You don't get to cut your finger with a razor blade while you're trying to edit tape.
I've talked about this before. Like my first introduction to radio was razor blades and white powder everywhere. Uh-huh. I thought everyone was a coke addict. And I'm not trying to be funny. I literally was like, I think they're all doing cocaine.
What were you getting powder from?
From the wax pencil, because they would, it would just, you get
the
little
shavings. Yeah. The shavings.
I was so naive. I didn't know, but it's much cleaner now.
We used to bulk erase these carts that looked like 8-tracks, and no one had the same two bulking.
It was just a magnet, right? You push the button, and it would just make this noise. And I kept asking, is this healthy for us? And they'd be like, you're fine. I'm like, it doesn't sound.
It was, it was just, and then you'd have to slowly pull it away. Because if you did it too much, you'd get that.
Exactly.
All right.
Those
anyway,
were the days. Sad news, though.
Sad news to hear that Phil Cummings passed away. Our condolences to his family and friends. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Taking us down memory road there.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.